It's Current State on WKAR. Halloween is over, and very soon it's the presidential election. Are we ready to clear the decks and think about the holidays? Well, Thanksgiving is just 3 weeks away, and it's the time of year when people start thinking about donating to their favorite charities, including food banks. Food banks across the country are trying new ways to meet the demand with limited resources. Here in mid-Michigan, the Greater Lansing Food Bank is entering its busiest time of the year. Joining us by phone, Executive Director Joe Wald. Joe, welcome back to Current State.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to talk to you again.
3 weeks till Thanksgiving here, Joe. Do you typically see donations start to pick up about now, or is most of it still ahead of you, or what?
I tell you, this is the season. It's going to start over the next couple weeks and probably run into early January. We're always busy, but this is certainly the busiest time of the year for us.
How much food do you have on hand right now, and is that any kind of indicator as to what kind of holiday season you'll be having at the food bank?
You know, Mark, the good news is we've got a really good quantity of food right now, but it's because we've been purchasing it. There's been a shift in the basic supply of food from us. We used to get most of our food from retailers donating it, and as they've gotten more efficient, we've gotten less food from them, and so we've been able to go out and purchase more food because of the support of the community. And so the good news is we've got a lot of food on our shelves, but it's going out as quickly as it's coming in. And our challenge is to make sure that we've always got enough food to meet that need, which unfortunately seems to be creeping up every year.
How much is that? Try to provide a little more context here. How big an issue is the fact that retailers, grocery retailers, are sending less to food banks?
It's a very big issue. For years and years and years, this has been the staple of what most food banks have relied on. But this is a national issue that we're hearing across the nation from our colleagues. And so we are forced to really look at two new sources. One is the farming community, because we're all trying to get more fresh produce out to people. And when we can't get the food in through donations, you know, we're forced to go out and purchase the food. But again, the good news is, because of our purchasing power, we buy truckload quantities. We don't pay for brands. We get the same food that you and I were to go into the store to get, but we get them for pennies on the dollar. But again, we're only able to do this because of the support of our community.
Is the reduction in retail donations a result of a more efficient supply chain? I'm sitting here thinking that might be the issue.
That's exactly the issue. And so good for them. They have figured out, you know, their waste becomes our treasure. But as they've been able to reduce waste and duplication, it's impacted our supply. So they're doing a better job at what they're supposed to do, but it is impacting our ability to get food in. And so, again, we have to look at new sources.
Ahead of the holidays, we're talking about tackling hunger here in mid-Michigan. It's the time of year when food banks see their largest volume of donations. My guest is Joe Wald, Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. I understand that all the forces in play here, Joe, have led you to become more strategic in your planning. What kinds of new approaches are you implementing?
Well, really good question, Mark. And so, you know, we've looked at this over the last year, and we understand that, you know, we need to be accountable to the community when we make decisions. It's got to be based on fact and data. And so we are gathering more and more data. And there's new tools available to us that we are using now to really begin to map where are there pockets of need in the communities we serve. And we serve seven counties in the center of the state, starting with the Greater Lansing area and right up the 127 corridor. And so what we're doing is we're using this mapping tool to identify where there's pockets of hunger and need, and overlaying on that where our current resources are, so that we can really target where are we not serving, because that's our role. That's what the community looks to us to do. And so using these tools, you know, we are making decisions now based on data as opposed to kind of gut feel.
And I understand some pretty important data just arrived this week. Tell us about that.
Well, and so on a national basis, we're part of the Feeding America Network. There are 200 food banks in the nation that are accredited by Feeding America. A number of benefits. We get USDA product in that we can then distribute. We get access to grants and access to all types of mentoring and counseling programs. But what Feeding America has done is they have taken a look nationwide at, so where are we today and where do we project we're going into the future? And then we have access to our specific data. And so they are working with us really to set targets for 10 years out. And that really is an amazing tool to help us start planning not only for what we need to do today, but over the next 10 years, what do we need to do? Because we want to be ready to meet the needs of the community. I think the community views us as the experts on issues related to hunger, and so that's what we want to focus our attention on. And we've got these tools now, which we are just starting to look at. Difficult to say where it's going, but I know that we want to be ready.
Are you generally confident, Joe, about being able to predict the demand and need 10 years out? That sounds daunting.
It is daunting, and I'll tell you what, even if we're a little off, I think the tools are telling us that there is a gap right now. There's a gap between what we're doing and what the need is. And, you know, that gap, if we could meet that gap today, we basically would be in a hunger-free environment. And and that's, you know, that's quite a goal. We know that just feeding people is not going to address all the issues of hunger. And so part of our strategic plan is to identify strategic partnerships around the community, and there are great partners out there, but really to address all the issues that will impact people having food on their plates. And so it's a daunting task. We've got a great team here and an unbelievable community that supports not only us, but all the great not-for-profits in our community. So we're going to use that data. And even if we're a little wrong, I think that we're moving in the right direction.
Let's get back and spend a minute on root causes here. What factors really drive the demand for food?
Well, it's interesting. Once upon a time, it was purely poverty. And we would see a lot of people, homeless people that people would think would be the people that would access a food bank. But today, we are seeing more and more working families who have jobs, who have insurance, who just aren't making enough to make ends meet. And so root causes, it's housing, it's education, it's insurance, it's health care, it's wages. I mean, there are so many issues that go into this. It is incredibly complex. And that's why we know we can't solve it by ourselves. And so we want to focus on the areas that we can have an impact, and that's getting food on people's plates, because I think everybody agrees nobody should ever have to question where their next meal is going to come from. And unfortunately, we are seeing more and more veterans. We're seeing more and more elderly people who are retired, who've done everything right, and suddenly one thing goes wrong, and they have a financial crisis. We're seeing more and more children. And so, there's a lot of root causes that go into this, a lot of things that people don't plan on, can't control. But again, our role is to make sure that there's food out there, and that's what we're going to focus our attentions on.
We're talking about tackling hunger here in mid-Michigan. It is, of course, the time of year when food banks begin to see their largest donation volume. Joel Wald is executive director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. What kinds of food do the people you serve want the most?
We are looking at people asking for more and more nutritious food, more protein, more fresh produce, and that's a major shift. Again, not too long ago, food banks would take whatever they could get, and people would take whatever they could get from the food banks. But, we are looking to get more fresh food, better food as far as protein. It's not to say that kids should not have a cupcake or a chocolate cake occasionally. We're not the food police. But we want to make sure that it's a balanced diet for people, and that's what they're looking for. And I tell you, there's been a lot of education, and I think it's starting to have an impact.
How often do people donate money in lieu of food, Joe? How does that break down, and which one helps the cause more?
Well, and again, a great question, Mark. We'll take whatever people can donate, but we can stretch a dollar a lot further at the food bank than you and I could individually. So not too long ago, people would go out and buy $10 or $20 worth of food. We can fill up a whole table for that at the food bank where you and I could buy, five items. And so dollars go much, much further in helping us to actually buy the food that's needed. I'll tell you a quick story. I was going to an event supporting the food bank not long ago. I went to my pantry because I wanted to make sure that I contributed. And as I looked at the bottom of the soup cans, they had expired a year ago. And unfortunately, that's what we often get. You know, not it's with the best of intentions, but things sit around. And so when we get cash, you know, we can stretch those dollars so much further and really buy the food that's needed. If we need cereal for children, we can go out and buy cereal. If we need canned vegetables, we can go out and do that. And so that is the shift that's taking place, and it certainly helps. And I'll tell you what, every single dollar helps. That's the message that I send to this community. And I get donations from a dollar up to a couple $1,000s. We know this is not a wealthy community, but everybody gives whatever they can. And that's why we're able to do what we do, support our mission of feeding people.
Sometimes people are wary of donating to charities because they hear negative reports about how much of their cash donations, at least, pay for overhead instead of going directly to the cause. What do you tell people about how the Greater Lansing Food Bank handles that?
Well, again, and I'll tell you, I always ask this question when I get calls at home, and some people don't want to talk about it. We're proud to talk about it here. We have audited statements. Independent auditors come in every year, and we've got to submit these audits to Feeding America. But we also have these statements available for the public. Anybody has a question. And I'm pleased to say that at the Greater Lansing Food Bank, less than 5% of every dollar goes to administrative overhead and fundraising costs. So that means 95 cents of every dollar goes to feeding people. That's what the community wants from us, and that's what we do. And it's been a conscious effort for years from our board and from our team here to make sure that we run a lean operation, and that when money comes in, when resources come in, it is used for our mission. 5 cents of every dollar or less is what goes to overhead and fundraising at this organization.
Your fundraising theme for 2016 has been the best gift ever. We want to thank Joe Wald, Executive Director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank, beginning its annual holiday campaign, its largest fundraiser of the year. Joe, thanks again. Good
luck.
Mark,
it's always great to talk to you and your team, and good holidays to everybody. Thanks so much.